Yo, so I saw a clip from Mike from S3 Magazine, and he was saying something I thought was really interesting, and he was saying it was a point on, like, you know who has it pretty hard during the holidays? And he was saying car enthusiasts do. And he was saying, like, a lot of other interests or hobbies or whatever, or even professions or whatever you want to call it, like, a lot of people might get gifts that are relevant to their interests, hobbies, or professions during the holidays, but it seems like most car enthusiasts, it's almost like everyone thinks, like, that's your thing, and I'm not going to get involved with that, so I'm just not going to, you know, gift you something that may be interesting to you in terms of automotive or cars or, you know.
I mean, I think it's hard because of the expense of a lot of car items, right? Like, so somebody doesn't want to commit to spending $1,200 on a set of wheels, but, like, so I feel like if that's going to happen, like, you more or less are going to get a gift card, right?
But how many people do you think get gifts like laptops and phones and stuff like that? Like, those, that's very expensive.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Mommy and daddy are so happy buying you something that they feel is going to go towards your educational use or something like that. It's like an investment. When you put something in your car, all of a sudden everybody disappears. Crickets come out. The chair breaks. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I feel like there's a part of me where there has to be a fair share of people who, let's give an example of having iPhone 14 and they're going to get gifted this winter an iPhone 15.
Okay.
Like, you know, like stuff like that. Like, that's like.
But arguably you would say that there's carrier discounts and different things, and like, you know, like maybe they could put it on their plan and only pay like installments.
Maybe. Well, if you're financing your phone, that's your first mistake.
Well, but everybody does it.
I do not. I haven't done that.
Rich,
why
are you at? You're not everybody.
I don't know. I mean,
how many people do you know roll it into their plan, or they pay Apple every month?
They shouldn't. Those things are horrible. Those deals stink.
I mean, regardless,
you know that most of those deals, and I had no idea we were going to be talking about this. And you know, when most of those deals, when you finance a phone off a plan, it only you can only pay off a certain amount of value of that phone, and then it stops, and then you're paying to essentially rent it. And then if you want to buy it out, you have that remaining value.
But like, listen, like I don't know too much about the, I don't really stay in the phone world.
They're horrible.
Like,
just
but when it comes down to like the different things, like I know like AT&T, like you pay for like 30 months.
Well,
and then you're done.
To my knowledge, most of those plans are, say, if you have a phone that's valued at like $800 or something like that, you can pay that off until you have like a $200 value left on that phone. And then that $200 value stays as you owe them as a payoff amount. And then every time you're still just paying just essentially to rent it.
I don't think that's the way it is with AT&T, though. Mm. And I can only speak to AT&T because that's what I happen to have.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I think we should...
Yeah,
but we got on a sidetrack here.
No, but anyways, I was thinking that, you know, it's true though. Like, yeah, I've never got a gift that was you know, car related or something like that. And if I did, it might have been a little cheesy. I don't know, and I don't know. Like, do you feel as a car guy that you would enjoy to receive a gift that's, you know?
Hell yeah, but I think the problem with it is that, like, you have to have somebody that's either in tune to what you're into, or you have to have a parent that's going to be like, hey, listen, I'm prepared to spend this for Christmas or whatever. Tell me which, like, what I can put it toward.
But it doesn't have to be a parent. It could be a significant other or a friend or whatever it may be.
But my wife didn't really, I think she's got me something for my car once in my whole entire life.
Same. Jen got me a shift knob one time.
Nice.
And it was cool.
What'd
I still
you do
have
with
it. I still have it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I still have it.
So like, I don't know. I think that there's some things there, but I also think that, like, I know, like, our whole idea here was like, all right, we're days before the holiday of Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't want to slight the Jews because I am the Jews, and with that all said, you know, we already had our festivities.
Mm-hmm.
It was lit for real.
Yeah.
You know?
Happy Hanukkah, by the way.
Thanks, man. But anyhow, but I do think that there was some things that, you know, I know people are struggling out there. Like, what do you get?
Yeah.
I suck at giving gifts. Not because I want to give them. I would spend more money just to have something that I knew somebody would like.
Yeah.
I can never figure out what to get people.
Right.
So here's some ideas that we came up with,
mm-hmm.
to basically, they're still, we checked, most of these are from Amazon.
Yeah.
And the reason we did that is because we checked to make sure that they were able to be delivered prior to Christmas.
Yeah.
So if you are still looking right now, today is getting close, man. You got to get out there. Mm-hmm. You got to get out there. It's time to grab another gear. You know what I mean?
Get that Amazon Prime.
Get that Prime. And then don't buy that. You know what the worst part is? And I feel bad because he's probably watching. My dad bought me one of those. I don't know what to do with it. It's been sitting on my shelf.
Oh, wait. That's a tailpipe blow-off valve. What?
Yeah. So when you go, it goes... And then when you let off, it goes...
You don't see, you know what that's equivalent to?
I can think of a lot of things.
When kids would put the baseball card in the tire. Spokes? Yeah, in the spokes of the bike. Yeah, it's the same sure. thing. That's funny.
But with that said, you know, so here are some things that I think we both came up with. Now, what's interesting is... We didn't talk about what we were going to come up with.
No, not at all.
So this is the first time we're hearing some of this stuff. Only thing I said to Rich when we were walking in was, I bet you my stuff is more tool-oriented.
Mm-hmm. And mine's just miscellaneous. But if you're looking to buy a gift and you have a car enthusiast as a loved one that you want to get a gift for, mm-hmm. at least you can hear from two car enthusiasts things that we think are potentially cool that you could look at.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So you, what do you want to do? Should we go one-on-one or you want to just... Deplete your whole list, and I'll deplete mine.
I can deplete my list. Mine's not great, but it's good. I mean, if you're looking for last minute, if you're looking
mine's
for
not great. Listen, guys, you want to keep listening?
No,
mine's
listen,
not great.
If you're looking, looking for last minute gifts, I mean, this is what your options are.
Oh, wow!
And I wouldn't be upset receiving any of this stuff. I would be like, that's pretty cool. It's a really thoughtful thing. Thank you.
Right, and some of these things they range in price, but a lot of this stuff was fairly affordable, right?
Yeah, I try to keep it on the more. I think everything I have on my list is under $100.
Okay, I don't know that everything on my list is, but I think they're pretty fun, decent options that will be there before Christmas.
Yeah,
you ready?
So, yeah, I'm ready.
Go for it.
Let's go for it. So the first thing that I think I had on my list was it was a detailing kit that I saw available on Amazon. And it was going to be, it came with like a portable vacuum and some brushes and the price for all, and it was a whole bunch of detail and stuff like rags and whatever it may be.
Yep.
And altogether it was like a $45 thing. And that's not bad. Like, buying stuff to clean your car is not something I particularly like spending money on. So if it was something that I received as a gift, that's pretty nice because I don't want to spend my money on microfiber rags and cleaning supplies and stuff like that.
Can I add a caveat to your $45 right here? So the only thing I would say to people, especially if you're maybe if you're looking for last minute gifts and maybe you're not super into cars, not super into detailing, whatever it may be, just remember that like not all this stuff was created amazingly equal. I would choose a car package that or I choose one of these packages that came with more things and less cleaning supplies. Let me give you an example. Mm-hmm. I think that if you're going to buy some towels, microfibers, don't buy the cheap ones. Buy some of the rag company stuff. It's not that terribly expensive. You can make a really cool package. But if you pick a package here for this and it gives you a little vacuum and a little this and a little that and some agitating brushes or something like that, then I think that's totally fine. I just, if it has like chemicals and stuff like that, like you may be better off buying a chemical guys or a G-Technic or something mm-hmm. type of chemical kit, you know, where it has, you know, car washes or different things like that, comes with brush, right? Quality cleaners and stuff
that's
like that.
That's a lot
that.
Of stuff. That is a lot of stuff.
It's also $100.
Awesome. I mean, that'd be awesome.
But I guess the point is your idea is the idea is a cleaning supply or some sort of kit. Mm-hmm. Just remember that like microfibers and agitating brushes and all these things, they can be really bad quality, potentially scratch things. Mm-hmm. So, but there's a lot of great things out there, like some of those kits, whether it be the rag company, G-Technic, chemical guys, you know, stuff like that. So, but I think it's a great idea, you know.
I think the next thing I had on my list, it was these. You might have seen them before. It's like a little glove sleeve that you can put on your hand, and it has built-in like flashlights along the fingers.
Oh yeah,
so
I've seen that.
If you're reaching into a hard to look place and you normally play that game where you have to balance your phone onto something with the flashlight out,
uh-huh.
and then you gotta move around, then your flashlight falls. And
that's a high risk, high reward game.
Yeah, and then your screen breaks or something like that. Yep. But like it has a little flashlight on the glove.
For
yeah,
sure.
So these, I saw them. I said that's pretty useful.
You look like an arthritic golfer, but
I know,
you can see.
I know. It looks like you.
Now, I will say this, to probably jump into some of this. And again, I've never seen your list here. So
that's like a good like stocking stuffer type of thing.
Yeah, for sure. You know? But like, I will tell you one thing that I do use a lot that's kind of on this preface, like on this plane, but not really this.
Uh-huh.
I have that somebody got me as a gift stocking stuffer that I've been using for like years now.
What's that?
It's one of these elastic wear on your head LEDs.
I have one too.
It actually adjusts.
Yeah.
And like if I'm going to be doing something where I'm really going down, you know, whatever, and I can't get anything going on there, Like I'll use it. I have it hanging up and I use it quite a bit. Yeah. But it's super small. It's LED. It's like, you know, pretty bright. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something like that. So that might be on the same premise of kind of what you got going on there.
Yeah.
Wearable lights.
You know, not every, some of the things on my list was tools as well.
Okay.
But you know, tools are expensive. Like, you know, like
they are.
Typically expensive.
Yeah.
And if I could receive some good tools, like, that's cool. But one of the things I was mentioning was one of those air inflator.
Like a little air compressor.
Yeah, air compressor. Yeah, for to, you know, tire pressure and stuff like that. Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Those portable ones are sick.
Yep.
And they're super convenient, and you can keep them in your car.
Yep.
And they actually have improved quite a bit throughout the years. So.
Yeah, I actually have that one.
Yeah, so these things have gotten very good. And they work really well.
Yeah, the Ryobi. I mean, I have a lot of Ryobi tools, mm-hmm. so like I have the Ryobi one because I could throw a battery pack into it. But like, you know, all my drills and stuff like that. But like, I keep them in the car. I use it quite a bit. And you know, it's cool. Like even when the kids like want to blow up the soccer ball or basketball, like, you know, like it comes with the pins and everything. So yeah. I just kind of, you know, quickly fill up their ball rather than have to turn the air tank on. Mm-hmm. So I think these things are great, especially if you're going to keep, like, let's say, a $5 Harbor Freight plug kit in your car,
mm-hmm.
because you get stuck on the road, plug the tire,
you have everything you need to get yourself back and running.
That's why it's in every one of my cars. I have the same thing.
Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, like, this in particular, this is something that I understand its value and it's very good, and I would not really want to spend the money on buying it. So if I got it as a gift, that'd be awesome.
Oh, I can see what you mean.
You know what I mean? Like, if I had to spend $50 on something, I'm not going to say I want a tire inflator. But if I received it as a gift, I'd be like, oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's like, this is like anything else, right? Like, you don't want a tire inflator until you're sitting on the side of the road and you need a tire inflator.
Right, exactly.
Then you'd pay $100.
Yes, you would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you will.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But anyhow, good pick. Can we pause
for a second? Sure. Give me 1 second before we resume anyways, then. I don't even remember where we left off.
You just did the air compressor. You were probably going on to like an OBD scanner or something.
Yeah, okay, cool. So, and then I think I had like three more on my list, Scott.
Okay.
So one of them was going to be, it stays along the lines with kind of like an emergency type of tool like that.
Well, all right.
Or, you know, but also for the tire inflator, like we're going, if you live in a place where you have cold weather, like the second that we have that below 20 degree day and all the air gets sucked out of your tire, like it's really nice to have that.
Yeah, for sure.
But I was thinking the one of those portable jumper kits, you know what I mean? I don't even really know how they work, but the ones that you only need to plug in, attach on your side of the car, and then it has that jumper battery.
Oh yeah, like the little jump packs that are like super small. I have one of those. I think they're great ideas.
Have you used it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like three times, and I lent it out to somebody.
Nice. So I mean, something like that. That's awesome to have.
Yeah, I don't have this brand, so just whatever, but like I have one that I spent like $67 on.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped my friend's F-250.
Wow.
Like, I mean, I was like, whoa. He's like, yo, you're not really gonna jump me with that. I was like, well, it's what I got, man. So like, you know, like I didn't have cables with me, and I had that in my car, and it was charged. And
you, most of my cars I've had have been a stick shift, so if I ever needed to jump them, normally I do the whole roll and pop it in gear thing.
Which is fine as long as you're, like, not on a hill going the wrong way.
I know. So I particularly don't really ever have jumper cables in my car, but, like, that would be something I would love for, you know, my wife to have.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, honestly, me too. I don't need to be rolling my car down the street trying to jump it. Like, I don't need to be doing that. I could just do it the normal way.
You know, here's the other thing. It's, like, you have manual cars, but when you have, like you know, something like I have like a truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's heavier.
Yep.
I mean, my daily's at a truck, right? So like it's heavier. It's automatic. I can't do that. So to me, you know, having a $67 thing in there that I know can jump it is awesome.
Yeah. You know, and then one of the next things I put on my list was going to be just like a general OBD2 scanner.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Which.
They're super cheap now.
Which is not just car enthusiasts. Really, almost anyone who owns a car should have that.
anybody that right, I would unless you're like an EV, I don't think you need it.
Right, but so I'll give an example here on why it's important to do this. So my brother just bought a brand new car this week, and it's not a brand new car. He bought a new car this week.
New to him.
New to him, and he bought a 2022 Chevy Malibu. Super low mileage. And no, I know.
No, I didn't say anything.
No, I know too, because I spoke to him about it. But it is what it is. But so
he needs that.
So he bought a 22 Malibu, low mileage, whatever, yep. And the check engine light already came on.
I know why.
And do you know why?
Yeah.
Why?
It's a Chevy Malibu.
Yeah. So you know, he was like, "Hey, the people said that it's just a sensor or whatever," and I said, "So let me scan it and I'll let you know if it's just a sensor."
Right.
And I scanned it, and it did come off as an intake system. It was like a P1101 code or whatever. And I was like, well, you know, all right, so let me go in there. And I took out the MAV sensor, and I cleaned it out a little bit. And I said, go drive around, see if just cleaning it out did enough. Because if not, then you got to try to take out the charge pipe and then clean out the throttle body a little bit. And I was like, you know, if it comes down to that and it doesn't go away, I'll try that. And then if it doesn't do that, then you got to replace the sensor. And then I was like, then they're right. But I was like, it may not have to be replaced until you try all this other stuff.
You just got
to
be careful with some of those drive-by-wire throttle bodies,
mm-hmm.
because they're not like they were when the cable-driven ones. Like sometimes if you open or disturb the throttle plate on a drive-by-wire one, sometimes the calibration has to be reset on the throttle.
Oh, I didn't get to that point yet, though, so.
Yeah, no, good. I was trying to
knock out some of the things before he actually goes to replace the sensor, because I said, it's, you know, they're going to replace it this time, but this happens again because it seems to be a reoccurring thing with these fantastic cars.
Fantastic, and, yes. The boom.
Yeah, the boom. So it seems to be reoccurring. I said, that's a $100 hit every single time on a new sensor. I said, yep. This is, you know, let's before you got to do
it. Keep one in the trunk.
Yeah, so that's the importance of having something like OBD2 scanner. Instead of having your mechanic say, it's just a sensor, you can at least figure out what it is and you can make the decision yourself.
You know, I'm going to go a little further with your with the OBD2. They're so cheap now.
Yeah.
That I think that if you, like, you can get one that would do a whole bunch of stuff for $20.
Yeah.
$25.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go a little higher than that, you go maybe to like a $50 level,
mm-hmm.
you can get one that actually has oil reset lights and the electronic parking brake release for when you do, if you're going to do your own brakes,
yeah.
and some different things like that. And I think that, you know, that stuff can be had pretty inexpensively, and it really is a tool that can help you, you know, kind of stay on top of your maintenance and stuff.
So what do you think about those OBD2 scanners that you plug in,
yep.
and then you got to go check on the app, and you could like have it, you could have it in the port the whole time.
Well, I don't like anything that's in the OBD port the whole time.
Right.
That's number one.
Right.
But for one that you're going to push into the bottom of the car, and then you can use an app to diagnose like the car leads and stuff like that, mm-hmm. then I think they're fine.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. Sometimes some of those seem a little weird to me.
I understand.
Yeah.
My fear with the OBD2 port is any feedback, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like every one of these little things that you plug in has some sort of processor or some, you know, circuit board or circuitry on the other end, right?
Right.
One short, one bad thing, especially since if you're not buying a super expensive one or something like that, my fear is that, you know, you're driving and it throws something back through the pins, makes the car misbehave, or the ECU kind of takes a short or something like that. I just don't think it's necessary the entire time.
Yeah.
But I do think that, you know, if you have one that's good and reputable, that they're fine.
Yeah.
They're, you know, cool option.
I got to check to see what the last thing I had on my list. I think it was...
Richie, don't remember.
Well, it was probably one more thing. Oh, last thing. So, yeah, Max got it up. That's awesome. That's exactly what it was. So,
is that a rubber block on a belt?
Yeah, isn't that weird? So,
yep.
You know, if you're in an area that gets snow, or maybe you're near mud, I have no idea.
I don't know where exactly we're going with this, but I'm not liking it yet.
No, but these are these strap-on traction blocks that you can strap on.
I'm sorry, what are they again?
Strap-on traction blocks.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Go ahead.
So you can wrap one of these things around your wheel. Wait,
okay.
And
just want to understand, I'm understanding this. You take your strap-on block.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
just wrap it around.
Uh-huh.
Tie it on tight.
Yep.
All right.
And if you find yourself, you know, stuck in the mud or stuck in the snow and you're really in a jam, and I've been there many times. I really have been. I've had some bad stories stuck in the snow. All and right. in the mud. Just recently, I had all that right. problem in the mud.
Yep.
honestly. So I wish I had one of these things I could have strapped on my car and we could have just got myself out of that little pickle real quick. If I just carried those little two things in my car.
I like the idea. I'm not sure I like that, but I've never used one, so I can't really comment too hard on it, right?
I've never used one either. I've never even seen them, but I was surfing the internet and I found them. And I understand. Theoretically, it makes sense.
They have those other things, those boards, those knurled boards that they use in off-roading and stuff that you could slide underneath your tire for stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I feel more comfortable with that. You know, I see that rubber block flying around just destroying my fender on my lowered car or something like that.
You're only going to go a few feet.
Those are them. I hear what you're saying, and I don't have any use for it, so I can't really diss it. I don't really know anything about it.
Oh, well, you have no use for it.
No, I mean I've never used one. I don't have any practical experience. So I like the idea and premise. I don't know if I'm sold.
My old Mazda 3.
Yeah.
My previous job I used to have to work in all conditions or whatever. Okay. So I was coming home one day during a hurricane and I ended up going off the road in my Mazda 3 and I was in a real deep snow. And I destroyed my clutch trying to get out of that pickle. And I remember looking around and it was like the equivalent of just a wasteland of snow. And I said, oh, I'm screwed. I was like, there's nowhere for me
to
go.
I'm gonna die out here.
Yeah, I was dripping snot and it was just horrible. And some state troopers ended up coming out and helping me out actually.
Right.
Which was great. And I was getting ready to call my dad because I was like 4 miles away from home at that point.
Right.
And I was going to be like, I just need you to pick me up and I'll get my car another day. Like, you know,
after they plowed over it.
Yeah, I guess.
Right. Yeah. So, that's crazy.
That was like a bad day, you know?
Yeah, it's a bad day.
That's a bad day. If I had those, it might have just made it better.
It might have.
Yeah, so that's what I had for...
Or you could have toasted your clutch and then destroyed all your fenders.
Scott, I toasted my clutch. It had to be immediately replaced.
Why?
I destroyed it trying to get out of that.
But at that point, don't you just dump your clutch getting out? Like,
but exactly. How many times did I dump it before I was able to move?
I don't know. It needs more power.
But that Mazda 3 needed more power, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think the problem there is you don't have all-wheel drive.
Right. Well, I was also on all-season tires, but those all-seasons were pretty good. Yeah. But that sucked.
Just not good enough.
That sucked.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
that sucks. So strap on rubber block.
Yeah, the traction box.
All right, strap
but,
on rubber
hey,
block.
Hey, listen, you laugh at it, but those kind of ideas,
I don't laugh at it. I don't have any experience with it, to be totally honest with you. Maybe it's the greatest thing in the world. Maybe maybe out there, there's that company selling rubber strap on blocks that are just murdering the block strap on game.
Yeah, maybe.
You know.
All right, so what do you got?
All right. I don't know that these are, like, awesome either. I think one that you can find in various different, price ranges and some different applications, but I think it's super useful, especially if you have a secondary car or, you know, kind of if you put your car in the garage or storage, is kind of a battery tender. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think those low amps, and again, like this is an 8-amp one that's capable of doing some bigger things, but then they'll have some other cheaper ones that maybe are available to do 2-amp, 2-amp stuff and whatever it may be. I got one for my Z. Mm-hmm. I keep it plugged in pretty much, whenever I'm not using the car, and that keeps the battery kind of topped off, and it's good because I don't use it a lot, so the batteries would always be dead.
Oh,
so.
You know what's funny? Because this is my first year ever having two cars in my life at the same time. Yeah. And like I already have the Miata put away for the whole winter.
Okay.
And I don't plan on starting until the spring.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I was just planning on...
Did you disconnect the negative terminal of the battery?
No.
So, I mean, I personally would, but like, because I think it's going to save your battery. Mm-hmm. But like... At the end of the day, just bring a jump pack when you go.
I figured I was just going to have to jump it at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like to get the battery chopped off. I think a battery tender. And cool thing is that if you want to give it as a stocking stuffer, then it's super small.
How small is it?
Well, I mean, you can, like, the box is, like, this big. I don't know if this is reference for you at home if you're watching on YouTube, but, like, it's not big. I mean, it doesn't have all those big cables. I mean, some of them are really small. Like, the one I have... Like, I bought the extension wire, so, like, I keep it on the car. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I literally just plug in a harness to my car and I'm off. So
that's a cool idea.
So I think that's the first one. Second one is kind of like, it's a little more expensive, but I have one in my garage, and I love it. And what's best about it? My wife loves it.
Wow.
It's a it's a, I mean, I have, the one I have is from Giraffe Tools.
I thought you were going to say DraftKings.
No, Giraffe Tools. It's a wall mounted power washer. It has a hose reel. It does, I think, up to 50 or 65 feet. Mm-hmm. It comes with the pressure wand. You can swap it out. I went to a better one for washing cars.
I wish I had this.
Well, so, and I have mine in my garage. I hard plumbed it so that, like, literally all I do to use my power washer is I
just go grab it. And
I flip the water handle on and put a quarter turn valve on, right? Yeah, yeah. So I just flip it down and then I plug it in. Oh. And as soon as I put the plug into the wall, it goes,
that's
and
sick.
It's ready. And I just grab on the thing. So even in the winter, if it's a day and I want to wash the car, you know, I'll foam the thing and like come out there and, and what my wife likes about it is that when she wants to use the power washer to clean off the porch, mm-hmm. clean off cars, hose things down after she gets back from the beach with the kids, if she wants to, you know, wash the fence, if she wants to do anything when I'm not around, she doesn't have to have me set up the power washer, get things started, you know, whatever it is. She just pulls the thing down, turns the handle on, walks outside. You know what I mean? And honestly, 65 feet, it gets me pretty far in my yard in both directions.
Yeah.
So, you know, she'll take it. She'll do sometimes she'll do the furniture in the spring, and she like doesn't, you know, she's like super happy that she just pulls on it and she's off.
So I have a power washer that I keep at my parents' house, and you know, I'll tell you the number one thing I hate about using that thing is setting it up.
Yeah, I know.
Man, it's like it works so well, but so, I hate setting it up.
So I love the fact that thing's got a retractable reel in it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got 65 feet. And the truth is, if you want to take off the end and hook up an extension hose, you could do that too. Now, these aren't pressure washers that you're going to get like crazy amount of pressure out of. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go whatever. But for washing cars, for doing light duty stuff, like I think it's 2200 PSI. And, you know, whether it really is or not is a whole other story. But it's enough that like I've cleaned off the side of my house. I've done some of the porches. I've done mm-hmm. Some of the cement areas. I wash my car all the time with it. So I love that, and I think it's a buy that you could potentially pull off for a household, for a mom, a dad. You know what I mean? Like a grandparent, like somebody that's still active enough that they want to wash things off themselves, but setting up that power washer mm-hmm. or dealing with the gas or electric or yanking the thing around the cords and the extension cords, it's just a pain in the butt. You can mount this on the wall somewhere. And I know that they're outdoor rated, meaning people put them outside.
Yeah.
So I think that's cool. I have mine in my garage. It stays protected, but I love it. And I think it's a good, gift.
That's awesome. That's a great gift.
All right. So let's see. So here's another one that's kind of, if you work on your own cars, you go to the track, you do different things, and all right, it's a ratcheting brake pad spreader. Okay. Now, when you have to push the caliper pistons in on your brakes, now they make a lot of different ones that are different levels of expense, right? All the big you know tool truck brands have this type of thing. These, you can spend a lot of money on them, but there's some inexpensive ones. And honestly, I've had one that's pretty inexpensive, and I've had it for a while, and I've used it quite a bit. And I think as long as you don't like go to town trying to like rip this thing apart, they hold together pretty well. So I use this, and what's cool is if you have a dual pad, if you have a dual piston, or you know, you have like a four piston caliper or anything like that, where you have to compress on both sides, this thing will do that, and you don't have to get into pad spreaders or, you know, winding things or whatever. And once you get it, you know, you're bring it out to the right distance, and then it just starts to ratchet. It goes in really smooth. So I think you can get them super cheap. Even if they break, you'll probably get plenty of uses out of it before it does break. Mm-hmm. $20, and it's super small, about this big. You know what I mean? Put it in a stocking, super cheap gift. I like these.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got. All right, so here is what. All right, Boroscope. A Boroscope camera.
Oh, Boroscope.
Boroscope camera.
Like, okay, yeah.
So what I love about these, now here, again, the one that we're showing on the screen, this is one.
Is this what they use for like colonoscopies?
Well, I would say not.
Okay.
My guess is they didn't go to Amazon for $43 to pull up your camera for
your colonoscopy. But it's the same idea, is it not?
Except you don't stick it in your butt.
Right.
I mean, you can, I guess. I'm like, you know, like there's all sorts of things on Amazon. I don't really know. But what I'm saying is the one that I have is not this one. But the one I have, again, was another, like, I think I spent like $50 on it or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's rechargeable. So you just hook it up to, you know, a USB cable and it will charge itself. It lasts for a couple hours. It has a pretty long, flexi wire that's pretty firm. So you could feed it into things and it'll take the contour, right? And at the end of it, it has an LED light that you could turn on and off so the camera gets visibility, which is cool. I've used this camera so many times. They're not expensive, pretty small, pretty compact. They have pretty good resolution. You can see exactly what's going on. I've sent this thing into, and they're small, smaller than a number 2 pencil as far as the width and stuff.
Yeah.
I've sent this thing into cylinders, take the spark plug out. I want to see the cylinder. I've sent it into cylinders. I've sent it into gas tanks. I've sent it into oil tanks. I've sent it into plumbing things at the house.
Yeah.
My daughter said she dropped my key behind this big table that goes under a heater. And I was like, well, how are you even going to know? I'm not moving all this furniture just to find out.
It's not there. Yeah.
Right. So I fed this thing through and I found my key.
Nice.
I just think that there's an infinite amount of uses for this little camera.
First thing I thought of was on those new 86s with the silicone issue.
You could
check with that, right?
Oh, I guess if you could, pop the, it might be hard to get the right angle. I don't really know, but maybe you could pop the drain plug out and kind of, finagle around. But I've used it for plenty of other things. Sometimes I'll have a bolt. You know how especially if something's in the back of the engine between the firewall, and you wanna know how you're gonna get out this bolt. You know it's there. You just don't know where. You're looking around at this thing. I send over the edge, and I'll just look around until I find it, and then I find it, and I'm like, all right, now how am I gonna get at it? What I mean? But I could see my hand. So I like having this there. And it's $50.
You don't have to break your back or knuckles trying to look around.
No, $50. This thing is in the bottom of my toolbox. I pull it out randomly to use some different things, and I think it's super cool. There's some more expensive ones that will take pictures. In other words, if you want to capture something or record video, there's some other ones that have, better resolution than others, stuff like that. So look around, figure out what works for you. But I know that the $50 one I have has served almost every purpose that I've used it for.
It's very cool.
So for people that are going to do their own maintenance, there are really affordable now pneumatic fluid extractors.
Okay.
You know what this is?
No.
So basically, you can change your oil without ever having to drop the oil from the bottom. You can have if you look at some of the Volkswagen, some of the European cars, they've been using this technology for a long time. It's not really super hard.
My first question is, the first thing that came to my head was going to be, would you do this? But since you're suggesting this, I guess you would.
Yeah. I've had friends that have them. I don't personally have one, but I also don't do a ton of oil changes in my own garage. I think if I did more, if I had more cars, I think I probably would have one. But there's a bunch of videos out there showing how these fluid extractors, they do a conventional oil change, drop the oil, measure exactly how much oil they got out, and then they use the fluid extractor and they send it in there, and then they get the oil out, and they show you basically that they end up getting pretty much the same exact amount, if not more, with the fluid extractor. So basically what a lot of these things work is either you put it down the oil fill hole, under your oil fill cap, or you put it into the drain plug. I mean, into the dipstick.
Okay.
And you send this hose in there, and you could hook it up to an airline. Or the one that I had shown was a cheaper one, but it has a pump. So you can pump it if you don't have an air kit, right? An air tool, whatever. And essentially just sucks the oil out of the oil pan into this extractor and fills it up that way.
I've never even seen these before.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if you're using conventional or synthetic oil.
No, not at all. Yeah. Nope. So what's cool about it, the one that we had just shown on the screen before this was, was a 6.5 liter. So be conscious of that. There's different size ones, and you're going to want to pick one that's appropriate.
What happens when it overflows?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure because I don't use them like that. Yeah. But I've seen people use them. 6.5 liters is usually it's a lot of fluid, right? Think about it. Your car usually takes 6 quarts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So 6.5 liters should get through most things. But some trucks, some really expensive cars, some higher end cars, some cars, I'm trying to think of high capacity oil taking cars. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
They'll use maybe 10 or 12 quarts of oil, right? So just make sure whatever one you're buying is appropriate for what you're going to do. But I think this is not only a time saver, but you know, look, if you're going to change oil and you just want it to be something you're doing, and especially now, all these cars have all these valent panels. You got, you know, 17 screws around the perimeter of the bumper and drop the panel down. Then you get the panel down. Then you got to go change the oil, pull the oil pan out. Then you got to drain the stuff in. This is way more, this is way easier. Mm-hmm. It's cleaner. And so I think that this is a great option for a lot of people. It's a cool gift, and I think you can get them pretty inexpensive now. So
pretty cool.
Read the reviews, make sure you get the right thing. But I think it's a pretty cool, you know, tool there. Next one, I kind of goes on to one of your things. Adjustable work lights. I think these are cheap. They're great stocking stuffers. Like that first one there, I mean, that's $40. But like the truth is, those foldable stocking, you know, I mean, some of these are cheap. Some of them come with multiples. They have magnetic bases.
Oh, magnetic one would be awesome.
Yeah. You know? So I use this. I use these all the time. I have three of them. I've gotten mine from Harbor Freight when they're on sale for $19. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is, like, you know, there's a bunch of these that have adjustable bases, different lumens and stuff like that, rechargeable. So you don't need batteries. Just plug it in when you're not using it. I have two or three of these. And what I like about them with the magnetic bases is, like, especially with me, the lift, I can attach them to the side of the lift, angle it up, and now I have instant light without having any cords. Or if I'm working on the car and, you know, let's say I need to go behind something, I'll prop it up on a strut tower, got a magnetic base, just angle it down. So I think the light is super helpful. So I like those a lot.
You know what's funny? There's like one thing I really don't like: rechargeable flashlights.
Why?
I think it's, I don't know. Like, if you don't, sometimes when you need a flashlight, maybe it's been a little bit, it's not something you need maybe all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, working on your car is one thing. I'm sure you have a flashlight there already, but like,
say, I have three of them.
Say a flashlight for other uses, non-car related or whatever.
Yep.
Like, you go to grab a flashlight and it's not charged, then you have to wait for it to charge and you're without light. So,
yeah. I don't think I would use this, like, in the sense of, hey, you need something for your house, right?
I didn't mean that. I know you didn't mean it that way, but I'm just saying on a side note. I'm just saying that, like, I think flashlights are like the number one thing that should just be battery powered.
I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, like, for me, the rechargeable ones always work well.
Traditional
I have
batteries.
Three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the rechargeable ones for me, especially like the work lights, they always work well. I have a power strip there that has the USB things, and so, you know, after I'm done using it, I usually plug them back in. I usually use them within a couple of weeks because I'm always messing around with something in the garage. So,
Well, if I had a spare rechargeable battery, then that's a different story.
Yeah. So, all right. So I'm getting around to the last two. I think the obvious one is you can get a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you know, just keep your mind open. I mean, besides to different things, like if you want to go get a gift card to, let's say, one of our good retailers, Tire Rack, Discount Tire, you know, Fitment Industries or anything like that, where you can go get your, you know, your card there, get your gift card and be able to, you know, give the gift to somebody without having spent all the money. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's a great thing. And you certainly can get to, you know, like Goodwin Racing or whatever it may be, get on there, get yourself a good, gift card. You're covered. Give it to your car friend, loved one, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
You're good to go. I also think that things like detailing gift cards or gift cards to certain supply houses, if you're going to need things, I think are good gifts.
Oh, well, this is a completely side note thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I saw a thing where, who was it? I think it was Jason Derulo or something like that. Where
you saw him?
But he's invested in some kind of like car wash company that like you pay a membership for.
Yeah.
And then you could bring your car like unlimited amount of times throughout a month for a monthly fee on a membership. Like, not that I use automatic car washes like that, but what do you think of that?
I don't like automatic car washes.
I mean, do you think it's a good idea in the sense of like making it a service, essentially like a monthly service?
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty of car washes I think that have that already. Right.
Oh,
I
yeah?
mean, but I think I guess he gives you a bigger network because he's Jason Derulo.
Right. I think if it's not Jason Derulo, I'm just completely off, but it was someone, but,
not sure.
But yeah, anyways,
I think it's a cool idea. I mean, listen, if you have the ability to go to those car washes, those self-service car washes,
yeah,
where you can, you know, kind of just use the wand yourself and mm-hmm. clean your car, I think that those are cool. I don't like those brushed monstrosities.
Oh, the soap brush?
I don't care what you call
foam,
it.
Foam brush. That's what they
are. I don't like when you drive through that sloppy mess.
Yeah.
It just destroys your car.
Yeah.
Just don't like car washes. All right, last one is kind of like a, but I feel like it's worth mentioning because
What was that? Well, it's
I'll explain. There are a tremendous amount now of very cheap, very small MIG welders that are available on Amazon. Now, I caution you to read reviews and do your homework. However, this is what I will say.
I don't even know what this is.
A MIG welder?
I don't know what a MIG welder is.
Don't
Scott,
say that.
I've never even thought about welding a day in my life.
Don't say that. Listen to me. So here's the deal. There are, for those that are in the automotive segment and are working and fabricating and making stuff for their cars, mm-hmm. having a welder can be one of the most amazing tools in your arsenal, especially if you're fabricating, making brackets, going to the racetrack, doing different things, and you need to be able to make certain things for your car out of metal.
Just because you weld doesn't mean you can make me feel bad about not welding.
I didn't make you feel bad about not welding. I made you feel bad about not knowing what a MIG welder was.
I've never thought about welding.
Wouldn't say that too loud.
Why not?
Because I think it's embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing.
So what I will say is this.
It's embarrassing you think it's embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing that I think it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that you don't think it's embarrassing that you're not embarrassed.
I'm not. Not at all.
Anyhow, with that said, Jody. So here's the thing. I think that, you know, there's so many of these welders out there now that I've seen on some of the automotive forums and some other people that actually accept gas even in the $200-$300 range. And I think the idea that you could potentially have one of these welders that's so small, you throw it in your car with a small tank or whatever it is and be able to do things portable, like if you're at the track, or be able to, you know, have the kind of welding service at your home if you don't have one. Again, something you just may want to look into, do some research, see what's there. But they're just gotten so inexpensive, and some of the technology is good enough where it may not be the thing that lasts you forever, may not be the best welder, but sometimes you don't need the best welder. You need a welder, something that's going to be able to do the job. And you know, this, like this little multi-process machine. Look, I mean, it's 160 amps. Like, so, you know, in theory, if it holds up to what it's supposed to do, I mean, that's a fair amount of, you know, you're definitely into the eighth inch, maybe 3/16 thickness metal to be able to put them together.
I think the best, you know what I think is the best way to get something welded?
Take it somebody?
Know someone who welds.
That's true.
That's a...
I bet you they know what the MIG welder is.
I bet you they do. But wait, so before we wrap it up, I have a question for you, Scott.
Yes.
So I think we should cover this before we wrap up this podcast. And I think it should be, as a car guy, what is one car-related gift that you would not enjoy? That you would just like be like, whoa, like if you're thinking about buying this, you probably shouldn't. I have one. I'll start. Or do you want to go first?
Yeah, here's the thing. As a car person, I feel like I've gotten a tremendous amount of generic car gifts over my years.
So what would that be? Max pulled up the...
I mean, don't give me that crap.
Max pulled up the car eyelashes on the headlights. Yeah, well, that's not a good one.
I've been given those same detailing packages and car wash packages.
Armor-All. Like,
tons of them.
The Armor-All packs from Walmart.
Stuff like that. I don't want them because traditionally that's not the stuff I use on my car.
Mm-hmm.
So like, to me, you're giving me stuff that now I'm going to be either trying to hand to somebody else and say, here, you use this, or trying to use in some sort of way just because it's sitting on the shelf for 7 years.
Yeah.
You know? I don't particularly like the gimmicky car gifts, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, here's one that I think is going to be a popular gift in now or recently or whatever it may be that I don't think I would enjoy all that much would be a dash cam.
Oh, that's interesting.
I just don't. Like, if I got a dash cam, I'd be like, yay.
You know, and here's the thing. I don't want a dash cam. I don't want to set one up.
But yeah, me
man,
too.
Do I see a need in this world now where I can understand people wanting to have one and them being extremely useful?
Hey, listen, if I was an Uber driver or something like that, it's imperative. Like,
but have you ever watched those YouTube channels where they have like the truck drivers that drive for a living and like these people that just like get into the lane, stop, and like they smash them from the rear?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like these guys, their livelihoods are like, you know, CDLs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And just like these people, they do the dumbest things in front of these monstrosities. Like, you can't stop a tractor, an 18-wheeler, like,
yeah, yeah.
with carrying a load like that and like, a short distance, yeah. and they just, oh, well, I'll just stop. I'll just pull into the lane and go no miles per hour.
Right.
Like, that's crazy. So
it's different if you're driving for work, though. Then it's kind of obvious. But it's just a regular person.
But there's people that are nuts out there, and everybody claims it's your fault.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know.
All that being said, I still don't want a dash cam.
I understand.
Isn't
and
that funny?
Yeah. I mean, this stuff is crazy. Yeah. And then they claim it's you. Oh, it's you. It's you. There's some really good ones out there, though. Really good ones.
But if you're thinking about getting someone a dash cam, I don't know, maybe second guess it.
Well, here there goes that guy. all right. I get you. Unless you, like, I bet you Max would like a dash cam.
I bet you he would. Oh, he said he wouldn't. Max said he would not run a dash cam.
He would not run a dash cam.
Max, who's ultimate tech guy, he doesn't want it.
He doesn't want a dash cam.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, what about your brother with the boo?
No, he wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't do that. Okay.
No, he wouldn't do a dash cam. There's no way.
Hmm.
What was it? Oh, this is Max's suggestion.
Wearable Bluetooth speaker?
A water-resistant wearable Bluetooth speaker. So Max wants to vibe out to music while he does work.
Here's the thing. I think for somebody, that's a great gift.
Yeah.
Like, you have an electrician or plumber or somebody that's going to be on a job site. I think that's a good gift. Or even maybe for somebody that's like a walker. You know?
Well, I think Max would probably say this in a sense.
Headphones, but, you know.
Well, I mean, headphones might be annoying. What if you're, you know, gets caught on something, or if you're using wireless ones, they fall out and they get lost or whatever. Right. But I guess that's a pretty good thing if you were working on your car, say later at night, and you want to listen to some music but not too loud.
Right.
That's a pretty good thing.
What about tasers?
Tasers?
Should we advise tasers as a gift?
No, probably not.
All right. Well, I think I'm done with my gift giving suggestions. These are all available on Amazon, and when we last checked, they were all available for... Geez, not that. Stop it. These were all available on Amazon, and last we checked, they were available to be there before Christmas. Most of them, as we look today, were two-day delivery for the most part. So you will have this before Christmas Eve. And again, they're just some different ideas we threw out to you because we know what it's like to be in a crunch and believe it or not,
we're not Amazon affiliates.
Oh, yeah, there's no affiliate links. We got no links. We're not giving you no links.
Yeah, you guys got
We give you ideas. You didn't listen to the podcast. You get nothing. You get nothing.
But if you need a gift, we got you.
Now, here's the thing. I will say this because I feel like I have to.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel so bold that you really want to step on Bip and give yourself the gift of Koenig Wheels, give your friend the gift of Koenig Wheels, give your mom the gift of Koenig Wheels. That's right. Your mom wants some Koenig wheels.
Yes.
And here's why. Because you can just get something to make the car look newer. Doesn't have to be to make it look aftermarket or modified. We have even a lot of wheels that would look great on a boo. You know? Just want to refresh the boo? Don't worry about it. Get some oversteers and opal just to make it look new again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's incredible how wheels, not only can they change the look of your aftermarket car, they can also, you know, your modified car, they can also refresh an OE car just so well. So, you know, make sure you check it out. And Max is showing you that we still do have some deals for some of the closeout wheels on our
web store.
On our web store. So you can go to store.koenigwheels.com, pick up a cool set of wheels there for yourself. And, you know, if we have some there that work for your car, get a good deal. But, you know, retailers got them too. And a lot of people are running sales this time of the year. So make sure you check it out. And,
happy holidays.
Yeah. From all of us here at Koenig, from Rich, myself, Max, from everybody here at Koenig, we wish you and your family just an absolutely happy holiday, and we wish you just the best new year. So that's pretty much it. We have a podcast that will be happening next week, I think, and then after next week we'll have the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, I think we're gonna do another one.
Yeah.
And then we plan on doing one every Wednesday for most of the rest of the year.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's it. Take care of yourself. Have a great holiday. Hope you get everything you want car related, and we'll catch you back here in the next one.